Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today and also attempt to clarify is that there's a narrative which says that there are certain blessings which a person acquires if he reads Surah Ma'un. So I have tried to explain in my talk here that we find in various tafsir books a number of narratives at the end of the tafsir of each surah which says that if he reads such and such a surah, then such and such reward is entailed. I have also tried to clarify at many instances that most of these narratives are either fabricated or are absolutely weak and cannot be relied upon. And authorities of Hadith and Rijal have also very, very clearly said that they cannot be relied upon, and they are very weak in their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as the surah in discussion today is concerned, it's Surah Ma'un. And the blessings of reading Surah Ma'un is recorded in a narrative attributed to Abu Bayy ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. And this narrative actually has two variants, although the text is exactly the same. However, its chain of narration has two variants. Now, as far as the text is concerned, it says Abu Bayy ibn Ka'b reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man kana surah ara'ita ghafarallahu lahu in kana lizzakate mu'addiyan." So a simple translation of this would be that a person who reads Surah Ara'ita, Surah Ma'un, then God will forgive him. And of course the condition is that he should be a person who is giving zakat. If zakat is applicable to him, then he must be a person that he should be paying zakat. And if he does so, then by merely reading this surah, the Almighty will forgive him. This narrative, of course, as I have pointed out earlier, is absolutely weak and unreliable and cannot be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as far as its chains of narration are concerned, there are two chains through which it has reached us. The text is the same, but the chains of narration are different. However, the sahabi or the companion is the same. He's Ubay ibn Ka'b. In the first chain, we have two people, Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini and Harun ibn Kathir. They have been severely criticized by Hadith authorities and Rijal authorities, and they say that any narrative in which these two personalities figure cannot be at all regarded to be reliable. And now, as far as Harun ibn Kathir is concerned, Ibn Abi Hatim has recorded in his book Al-Jahr wa Ta'dil that he is majhul, he's unknown. And regarding Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, Tehzib al-Kamal, which is of course a premier work on Rijal, authored by Hafiz Mizzi. And if I just summarize some of the jarah or some of the comments, negative comments regarding Salam ibn Sulaym by various authorities, and that they would be that Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place has said his laysa bishay, is nothing. And at another place, the words attributed to him about Salam ibn Sulaym are Za'ifun la yuktabu hadith. So this weak, and his narratives are not worthy of being written. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says it's laysa bi hujja, that we cannot, he's not at all a person who can be relied upon, he's not a hujja. And similarly, Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's ghayru siqa, he's unreliable. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim also say that he is za'if. And Imam Bukhari similarly says that that authorities have forsaken him, tarakuhu. And Imam Nisai says that he is matruk. And at another place he says laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Bahwi says, Za'iful Hadith Jiddan, that he's extremely weak in matters of Hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk, he's been abandoned. And at another place, his words are kazzab, that he's a great liar. So this is what the comments show regarding Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini. And of course, a narrative in which his personality appears, it cannot be relied upon in any way. The other variant of this narrative, as I said earlier, also reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, but has a different chain of narration. Here, that particular narrative has Mu'ammal ibn Ismail in his chain of narration. And as far as Mu'ammal ibn Ismail is concerned, Abu Hatim ibn Sa'd, Abu Zura as-Saji and Darqutni say that he makes many errors. And Bukhari says that he is Munkarul Hadith. And Hafiz ibn Hajar says that he has a very bad memory. And Yaqub ibn Sufyan al-Fasafi says that it is essential for men of learning to abstain from his narratives. So, of course, Mu'ammal ibn Ismail is present in this chain of narration, and in the presence of these comments, any narrative in which he appears also cannot be relied upon. So, all in all, both these variants of this narrative are absolutely unreliable. And I keep pointing out in my talks that the best way to reap the blessings of reading a surah would be to understand that surah, to act upon that surah, to follow its message. And that is what we Muslims need to do. As far as such narratives are concerned, as I have just read out before you, they are absolutely baseless. It would be in the well-being of Muslims to totally disregard them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.